You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the press. It's October the 4th, 2023. I'm Ryan Ballingy. Good to have you here with us. It's a combined Tuesday-Wednesday show, so we're going to put together a whole bunch of different things. I didn't wind up doing a model for this week because I didn't publish one. I did it. I was like, this just doesn't make any sense. And I'm just kind of staring at it of like, okay, for a lot of these guys that haven't played golf in 2 weeks, many of them haven't played in, 8 weeks. Some of them haven't, like Keith Mitchell. Keith Mitchell hasn't played since the beginning of the playoffs. He's in the field this week. And I have no problem with that, of course. That's fine. But what are we doing measuring him? And I understand I have a long-term window, right? I talk about 52 and 104-week rolling intervals when we do a lot of the heavy lifting around the model. Although we also take care of the last five PGA Tour events, and we look into past history of a tournament, right? And those are not insignificant pieces of the model. They're more like 25 to 30% of the model. However, if you look at a 52 and 104-week rolling window, and for a bunch of players, you're taking out anywhere from 3 to 8 weeks of that time, I think you lose something really quickly. So there's going to be a little bit more intuition this week than most weeks. And then once we get a week under our belt, we have something to work with in two events, I'll feel a little bit better about it, and we'll come back to it next week. So I want to get back into the market for the Sanderson Farms, and then we will also talk about the Ascendant LPGA, the Korn Ferry Tour Championship, and the Alfred Dunhill Links. So we'll just kind of plow through in a longer show here today, combining Tuesday and Wednesday's typical shows. So Sanderson Farms market. Ludvig Åberg has dropped down in price. He's 11-1. Steven Yeager has dropped even more in price. He's 16-1, which I find absolutely outrageous for a guy who is maybe doing well in terms of top 10s, but does not have much leg to stand on in terms of wins. Eric Cole has dropped from 20 to 18. Emiliano Grillo is a little shorter at 22. Keith Mitchell's 28, which I think is a guy actually really, really interested in playing. I'm starting to kind of see some correlation between the 3M Open and this tournament. So that leads me to believe someone like Keith Mitchell played well there. Someone like Lee Hodges, who won there, might be decent picks this week. I think they're at least worth a look. Callum Tarran's gotten shorter. He was in the 50 range. He's now 40. So hopefully you get in on that like I did. I think it's the right play. Again, long hitting guy, kind of in the mold of Cameron Champ, who has won here. That's not necessarily the guys that win here. I mean, you had Ryan Armour, you had Nick Taylor, you've had Mac Hughes. Guys aren't necessarily bombers win here. So I don't want you to just look at long hitters as guys to like this week. But I do like Callum Tarran, and if I'm starting to kind of see some kind of corollary between 3M Open and Sanderson Farms Championship, well, that's a guy to like. Callum Tarran's played very well there. So people like Sam Ryder this week at 45-1. The boys on the Lost for Words podcast talked about him a little. Actually, that's the wrong podcast. Sorry, it was Preferred Lines talked about him with Joe Idone. So that would be an interesting play, I think. He had worse odds at the Fortinet Championship. It seems like a much stronger Bermuda player. That's what we're on this week. 45-1, I can be convinced. I still think Callum Tarran's a better value even at the 40 number, but that would be something to consider. Guy I'm going to throw onto the card, two guys I want to bring out. Doug Gim at 50-1. He has been a money-making machine this summer. I mean, just making tons and tons of cuts. Bunch of decent finishes, nothing great. But he is kind of the profile of a guy that would win this type of tournament. So I'm going to be on him at 50-1. MJ DeFoe interests me quite a bit. There is a dramatic drop in emphasis in putting in this tournament. If you look at some of the guys who have won, including Cam Champ, Mac Hughes, Sergio Garcia, I mean, guys that could barely get the ball to the hole most normal weeks. MJ DeFoe is that kind of guy. Really good ball striker now. He's also prone to some stupid mistakes like doubles and triples. But I think he is a guy worth looking at this week at 55-1. Peter Quest, I'm very interested in at 60-1. I'd like to see him a little bit longer than that, so maybe that is a play you consider in tournament. Scott Stallings, mildly interesting to me at 80-1 because he is one of the few players in this event that has multiple top 15 finishes. He has not had a good year to follow a very nice year last year, so tread very carefully. Your defending champion was 125-1 last year. He's 80-1 this year, so keep that in mind. Andrew Novak is someone I'm quite interested in at 80-1. I've talked about him already. If you look at kind of his body of work this year on the PGA Tour, it's surprisingly pretty decent. He's 105th in the FedEx Cup, lost three spots because of emceeing at the Fortinet Championship. But if you look at his results this year, he had a better stretch at other points, but I do like his opening round game quite a lot. Might be a guy worth considering for your first round leader bet. He shot 64 to open at the Wyndham. He had a 65 at the Barbasol to open, 67 at the Traveler, 66 at the Nelson, 67 in Vedanta, 66 at the Farmers Insurance Open. He shoots good rounds to start. So if you want an alternative bet on him, maybe look at him for first round leader. And going down the leaderboard a little bit more, Matt Neesmith, I very much like. He's had a very disappointing year, but he does like this tournament, has a decent finish in it. I'm willing to bet him at 110-1. So that'll probably be the mark that I go with here. A lot of weeks we talk in the show about the winning margin bet. I'm going to stay away from that this week. I do want to talk about a couple of matchup bets as well, really briefly. Again, I'm going to tread very lightly here. In the fall, I just find it very hard to find value when you're, again, playing another tournament after a two-week layoff. We'll get more into it as the fall goes. You'll get more data about it, but yet these guys haven't played in 2 weeks at a minimum. Some haven't played in 8 weeks. Maybe some haven't played in 5 weeks. It's a long layoff. It's hard to find a reason to bet a whole lot of money on it, even though we have the one mile marker of Sahith Theegala being one of three guys in the field with multiple top 15s in the during the playoffs that were in the field. And guess what? Those guys played the best. But we don't really have that this week. So some tournament matchups to look at. Ludvig Åberg versus Steven Yeager. Give me Åberg minus 120. Cole versus Griot. I'll take Cole minus 120. Lee Hodges at plus 115. I am probably going to take him over Bo Hostler, who's minus 140. If my theory holds that the 3M Open is some kind of revelatory thing, then I should take the plus money with him. Sam Ryder versus Nicholas Lindheim. I think I'm going to take Ryder. I would take Ryder at even money instead of Lindheim at minus 120. And Doug Gim, even money against Alex Smalley. I would take him as well. Now, let's move on to the Korn Ferry Tour Championship this week. It's a place called Victoria National in Newburgh, Indiana. It's one of the Dormy Network courses. I was a Dormy Network member in 2022 and got to play here a couple of different times. It's a really hard golf course. It's probably one of the hardest golf courses I've ever played. It is visually intimidating. The landing areas are often a lot of blind shots, blind opportunities to play. It's hard. It's really hard. But these guys tear it up. They make it look super easy, which is frankly staggering to me. But I think long hitters have a big advantage here. So Adrien Dumont de Chassart at 22-1, I would like to take a piece of. Alejandro Tosti's back this week. I was wondering about that. Definitely don't pick him. He's been on a suspension for three tournaments. Leave him out of this. Curtis Luck has shown some signs of life here and has been playing pretty well. 25-1 would be of interest to me there. And I bet those very, very lightly. Like that's probably the extent of it. I don't want to go too far out of my way here. Maybe a Josh Teeter at 80-1, who's had some really nice weeks this year. Maybe a Jamie Lovemark, who's kind of seen a little resurgence here in the last few weeks of their season. Those are 60 and 80-1 bets individually. But other than that, I think you probably just want to leave well enough alone here. And maybe throw in a Mac Meisner. You know, he had a 59 this year, but that's probably the end of it. There's not a whole lot to work with there, by the way. There's a first-round leader bet. There's a top-five bet. It's a 75-player field, no cut. So if you are interested in a longer-term play, a top-five or a derivative play, top-five bet may not be your worst option there. But the favorites are Ben Coles and Jacob Bridgman. They're plus 450 on a top-five. And yeah, that's not horrible, especially because you know you're getting four rounds out of it. I just wanted to touch on that briefly. I don't really bet the Corn Ferry Tour, but it is their last event, and they do have some odds up, so at least wanted to give a couple of tips there. The Ascendant LPGA is this week. They have basically no market. They never have any market, which is very frustrating because this is a tour, I think, if we thought about it long enough and kind of got our heads around it, and we're going to work to do that in the offseason, take some of the strokes gain data they finally put together over the last couple of years and really put it into a model, I think we could kick some ass on this tour. Really can. This market is very small. You can be exploited, and we'll come back to that in full force in 2024, but we do want to talk about it this week. So they're playing this place called Old American Golf Club in the Colony, just near Dallas, I think. It is a golf course with large greens. It is susceptible to the wind, so you got to think about being able to keep the ball down a little bit. Charlie Hall is the defending champion here, 11-1. I think you would strongly consider her if you knew she was healthy. I don't know that she is or isn't, but she did play like 75-80% at the Solheim Cup. That wasn't that long ago. I would temper any investment in a future on her knowing that. The favorites are Hyuju Kim, 7-1, who rarely wins. Atalia Titikun is 8.5-1. She's been terrible this year. I don't understand how you can bet that. And that there is an explanation of why this market can be exploited. Because 7-1 and 8.5-1 on players who don't win or haven't won or just stunk it up this year. Celine Boutier was terrible in the Solheim Cup. She is the tied third favorite with the defending champion. The top four players on the board all have some fatal flaw. Heiram Ryu, sure, 14-1, I'm fine with that. Allie Ewing, I think 14-1 is of interest to me, but I will start with Leona Maguire at 18-1. She can keep the ball low. She can have a good ball flight. She's a kind of good, just a good attack dog kind of player. I love her in this spot at 18-1. Hannah Green at 22-1, I really like. She played well last week. She should win more often than she does. She doesn't win that often, but she has this year. I think she's a good candidate to win this week. Gabby Lopez is interesting to me at 30-1. I think she can keep the ball a little bit lower. Cheyenne Knight won here 4 years ago. She had a very nice debut in the Solheim Cup last time out, her last time out, 35-1, I think is worth a look here. And then you start to see a massive drop-off in the quality of player. You get to someone like Gemma Driber, who was in the Solheim Cup, didn't play that well, but she and Emily Peterson, they're 60 and 75-1. Emily Peterson played last week in Arkansas and finished DFL among players who made the cut of the 71 who did. I don't think she, I think she fits the match play format better. I think Gemma Driber could actually do very well this week. And I've seen enough to convince me she's worth a look at 60-1. Bianca Pagdanganen is one of the longest hitters I've ever seen on the LPGA. She had a really great week last week. Could parlay that again this week. I'm not necessarily, I think her long ball will be helpful here, but it is a golf course that is very much about putting it in the right positions off the tee. So I am interested, but not that interested in playing with her at 80-1. Alexa Pano, though, I am kind of interested in at 80-1. Because she won in difficult conditions, won in windy conditions. When everyone was kind of falling apart around her, she stood out. I could be very much interested in her at 80-1. And I think that's probably going to be the extent of it for me here this week. It is a tough field to really get behind. Maybe the other one to consider is Elizabeth Zokel at 130-1. I would look at her in that range. She has not popped as a winner in an individual event on the LPGA yet. She did win the team event this year in Michigan. Developing into a better player, I would least consider putting a few dollars on her or a percentage of a unit on her this week. And that's it. It's kind of wild to me to see some of the names on this list way down on the board. I mean, you've got IK Kim, a major winner, 300-1. You've got Sam Wagner, player I like a lot, but is going to probably struggle to keep her card, 350-1. Bronte Law, who had an incredible year a couple years ago, 350-1. Christina Kim, four-time winner, 400-1. Brittany Lang, former U.S. Women's Open winner, 350-1. It is tough sledding in professional golf. It is really hard to stay on top of the game, and it goes by very quickly, particularly on the LPGA. Finally, I want to talk about the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship. It's their version of the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. It's a really good tournament. It's one of my favorites to watch on TV. So if you get a chance this week, please spend some time doing it, even if you're just betting this for fun. But I would look at this pretty strongly for some decent bets this week. You have a three-course rotation. You have the old course, Carnoustie and Kings Barnes. Carnoustie is the hardest of the three. Kings Barnes is the easiest. They play two rounds at the old course. If you make the cut, you get one of the three there, and then the final round is there. You have 168 Pro-Am teams. There are six live guys in the field. Many of them are ranked highly on this odds board. But you have Taylor Gooch and Dean Burmester and Louis Oosthuizen and Hudson Swafford. And I think I said Peter Uddline, but if I didn't, he's there. And Laurie Cantor, who are part of it this week. They were invited by Johan Rupert, who is the head of Alfred Dunhill's parent company, runs this tournament committee. He's very big on having some, whatever he calls peace, but basically just means money coming his way from the Saudis. So that's why he's invited all these live players. And Yasser Al-Rumayyan is playing in the Pro-Am this week alongside Martin Slumbers, who's the head of the RNA, except Al-Rumayyan is playing under a pseudonym, Andrew Waterman, which just came out today. So there is some kind of strange stuff kind of hanging over. I don't think any of these guys really care. Maybe the live guys do, but overall, you've got Tommy Fleetwood, 7.5-1. Seems to love this tournament, plays it year in, year out. Ryan Fox, who's won here, 14-1. That's just too short for me. Jordan Smith at 28-1. I would have liked to have bet pre-tournament, but now that I know he's playing in the Pro-Am for 3 days with Al-Rumayyan and Slumbers, you can lose me with that. If he wins, okay. But I will like Rasmus Højgaard at 30-1, and I will like Torbjørn Olesen, who's won this tournament in the past, at 35-1. I like Billy Horschel a whole lot at 35-1, and I think he's worth an investment this week. Alex Fitzpatrick, I think you can find him at a better price. We're talking DK numbers here. He's 45-1. I think you can probably find him at 50 or 60 elsewhere. Absolutely worth a fire this week, in my opinion. Connor Syme, I want him to win so bad. He's had four top 10 finishes in a row that missed terribly at the French Open. I think he comes back very nicely this week. Callum Shankman is a guy to really like, I think, at 65-1. After looking at the numbers and looking at his past in this event, that's just deep enough for me to be interested in him. And then, do you really want to go that much deeper with it? Maybe, maybe not. I don't think I want to. That's just my view on all of this, but I don't have anyone that screams out to me, because you get into some deep water very quickly after you get after like the 60-1s. Maybe Nicholas Norgaard's interesting to people, 55-1, but that's not that deep. Tristan Lawrence, 90-1 could be of interest to some people. He shows up, and I would rather play him for a first round leader bet than anything else. That's it. That's enough for me. Beyond that, I think you're starting to reach a little bit too deep given the quality of player in this field. I mean, it's not the best ever, but it's better than some of the guys that are in the kind of 250, 300-1 range. So I think that maybe Masahiro Kawamura, 300-1, might be worth 5 cents or a dollar or what, you know, whatever your miniature unit is. But other than that, I think you kind of lean in that live in that 30 to 60 range and hope that gets home this week. Again, playing in Scotland, given the rotation, there's a lot of variables there you just can't control. So tread lightly, but this is the event of the week, in my opinion, and it's worth looking at pretty substantially. At least more than the fall event on the PGA Tour, let me put it that way. And I think you'll get some better action. So that's card for the week. I'll probably bet about half of that, to be honest with you. I'm going to try and keep it fairly light. I have some good money in the account, but I also want to bet some Major League Baseball playoffs, at least some no-run first inning type deals. And maybe we'll throw it a little bit down as the tournament goes for this week on both the Alfred Dunhill Links and the Sanderson Farms, because you can't get in the LPGA or the Korn Ferry Tour live. It's just almost impossible to find here. So hopefully you have a great week betting. If you have any questions for me, ryan@thegolfnewsnet.com is the email. I'm on Twitter, X, Threads, and Instagram at Ryan Ballingy. You can join Golf News Net for $99 a year. Happy to answer your questions about golf betting, golf life, whatever. Happy to talk with you. Thank you so much for your support of the show. We'll be back next week. We'll have definitely events on all pretty much all the major tours. So except for the Korn Ferry Tour, which will be finally done for the year. And we will have plenty to talk about betting-wise through really the end of November, especially as the DP World Tour heats up to their conclusion of their season. I'm Ryan Ballingy. Thanks for spending time with us. We will talk to you next week on The Press.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.